Thrasher Magazine Radio, back on the air this week, this day. I got the best she-boarder on the planet, my friend Alyssa Steamer. How are you today, Alyssa?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Welcome to 1303 Underwood, the heart of the Bayview. We're coming back. Well, now that you're on the other end of skateboarding, what was it like when you were growing up in Fort Myers, Florida, skateboarding? How was it? I mean, you kind of broke down the wall for women to be like accepted in skateboarding. How'd you do that?
I mean, I didn't really mean to do that. How did I do it? I just was a skate rat, and
you were turned on to it by other people. Like you looked up to other kids, or you just saw it and said, "That's what I want to do." Or how did it hook up?
Yeah, there was some skaters in my town. Town was small, and it was the 80s. You know, skateboarding was big. It was like early 80s. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, I go deep.
That's a girl. Come on.
Early 80s, Bones Brigade, all that. Madrid, all that good stuff.
Really?
And there were some skaters in my town. Tim Mott is like the godfather of Fort Myers skateboarding. Right. And I used to hang out at the rec center, and him and his buddies would come through and do little demos for the kids. And I was just stoked on it.
I mean, nobody ever gave me, your parents didn't ever say, "Hey, this is not feminine," or they weren't down for it. I mean, you came down with bumps and lumps and shit. I mean, skating's rough, so
yeah.
Your parents must not have been stoked on that, right?
No, my parents were actually stoked on it. My dad was super stoked on it. He always wanted me to shave my head on one side and have a pink mohawk or something
just
like that.
Spark it up. And
yeah, he was super into it, and my mom was always just into whatever I was doing.
Cool, as long as you're focused on something positive as opposed to just thugging or fucking off, you know?
Yeah, well.
Well, that came later.
Yeah.
Then you got hooked up, then you got sponsored. I mean, how'd you get sponsored? Who was the fucking guy that found you in life and said, "Hey, dude, you're fucking good enough?"
Oh, well, I mean,
what's your ticket to the fast track?
Come on, I don't know. I feel like I've told this story a million times, but.
Well, you better tell it again.
Okay.
Because you know what? I'm dying to hear it.
Okay, well.
It goes like this.
At first, I used to skate at the skate park in Tampa.
Right.
Even before I graduated high school, I was up there every weekend. You know, me and Milligan would ride the Greyhound up
Fog,
there.
Velvet Fog, Matt Milligan.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. We'd ride the Greyhound up and stay the weekend and skate all day at the skate park. And there was like a summer tours coming through, and all these tours came through, and I guess Milligan was getting sponsored, and Ray Barbie told him to tell me to call Lance, and so I called Lance Mountain.
Oh, you're on the firm?
I was on the firm flow team. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, I get a couple boards a month for a while.
A couple boards a month.
That was rad.
Right.
And Barker Barrett actually gave me my first like real free skateboard.
Really?
A creature board.
A creature board?
Yeah.
First inclination of creature.
Yes.
And then went out of business with Chet.
Yeah, it must have been like 94,
93
or 94.
94. Oh, that's when Skate Park, I was there, Skate Park at Tampa Open. They just had their 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
That's a long fucking time ago, bro.
Isn't it?
True enough, huh? I was looking at your shit when I saw your interview in the mag. Burnett did it, the kickflip back lip over that street gap. I was like, fuck, this broad can skate. That must feel, I mean, people must trip out on that. I mean, they could see it now. It's opened a lot of doors for women and shit, but it's like, you must have been really kind of hard to be like, I mean, you're on the road with all these dudes jacking off and shit, and you're just like, you know, it's not me. I mean, it must have been kind of weird because these teen dudes are all like just in for whatever they want, and you're just like sensitive. I mean, was it harder for you to be on the road with these?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, I had always just like hung out, you know, behind grocery stores or in parking garages with all
of the
them
dudes,
anyways.
Right?
So, yeah, I was just a skater, you know, and skate rat. And that was what I wanted to do. It was like, get in the van. Okay, I'm in the van, you know.
Now you're
others you're, like pouring up on the van, up on the pictures all over the van. I'm like, okay,
that's it. That's what I got.
This is what I'm doing, you know.
Then you got on the prestigious Toy Machine Squad. That's Mike Maldonado, the whole heads. I mean, that was a pretty heavy roster at that time, right?
Yeah.
That was some heavy shit. When you guys got out of the van, you're like,
great team. Yeah,
sick. You had Bam. No, Kerry.
Well, Bam came a bit later, you know.
Right, but it was Mike and you were that was.
It was like me, Mike, Brian, Donnie, Sotva, Jamie, and Ed, and Muska for a minute.
And then were you there when he blew his gasket?
Yep, yep.
What happened on that one? His video, he spun out, he was drunk, wasted, or no?
Yeah, I don't even know. I think I was pretty drunk myself, but I just remember the next morning, it was like, oh, Muska quit the team, his part's out of the video. It was like a whole thing, the video premiere never happened, and everybody's at La Paloma.
Whoa.
Yeah, and it was my first time in California, so I was like, I'm going to party like an idiot. Yeah.
I'm going to party like an idiot. I remember one time at one of the Skater of the Year parties, he bit me, and I was like, don't bite me.
Yeah.
That's like, well, you're off the booze and stuff now, right?
Yeah, 7 years now.
7 years. Congrats, baby.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Especially the wild side. You live the wildness. You got to know that there's a lot, you got to pay at the end, right?
Yeah.
True enough. And yeah. I've done some.
Hopefully you get to chill, you know?
Hopefully you look back and say, hey.
It was fun.
That was some fun shit, right?
Glad I made it.
Yeah. Well, then you quit the toys thing, and that was after. That was because of Bam's footage or some other shit. You had a big breakdown. Then you, Donnie. No.
No, Anderman. Donnie quit first.
Right.
Let's think about this. Yeah, Donnie quit first, and then something happened with Bam and Swank or something.
Well, that was the footage thing.
So Bam quit, and then Maldonado quit, and then Carrie quit.
And Brian.
Sen got the boot
Sen
to pay
boot.
Those guys, and then they quit essentially anyways.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that was a bummer.
That's a bag, straight up.
Yeah.
Toy Machine was fucking heavy hitters at that time. I mean, that
yeah,
like,
Mike Frazier, too. He
Frazier.
Was on it. Yeah,
Mike
yeah.
He was the best vert skater of yep. that time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then you guys got on the bootleg, which is like, that was Strickland's call to make the boot, too. You
yep.
guys didn't have boards, or you guys were just percolating. You had Micho and those other dudes, the bootleg videos that was coming out with Scotty Kane. That
yep.
You guys came correct. You had slanging the boards out of the back of the car.
Uh-huh. No. Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, that just happened.
Right. That just happened. Those were big checks, right? I mean, you were getting, those were the biggest checks you had? Or what was the bigger check you had? Shoe checks, right?
Shoe checks were definitely, video game checks. Video game checks were the biggest checks.
Oh, the
checks,
big one, that was the.
But bootleg was the biggest board check I got ever, right. For sure.
Do you remember looking at the checks and be like, this is not
insane.
Real. It's insane.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
People don't make that kind of money now. They got to get the X Games and suck that dick. You're like, dude, this is ridiculous.
They do, huh?
It's crazy for just the yeah. same small amounts of money. When you think about it, like the amount of money that people were making back then, it's pretty strange.
Yeah.
Did you when you go to the contest to enter against? Because I seen the other shit the other day. The girls were doing kickflip front boards and shit down rails. That's some burly shit. That's what's the name? Lacey Baker won some fucking shit.
Stoked.
She's
she won.
Hyped, right?
Yeah, she won the X Games.
Right. That's
yeah.
Pretty, I mean, but she's like, I mean,
but you know what's rad about her? She like films street parts and stuff.
Right.
You know,
but she has to go
respect,
out there.
Respect.
Right. Much of respect. You know,
yeah.
You don't film that. Yeah. I mean, it's like, but they don't get paid the same as the dudes, right? I mean,
right. Yeah,
so
they don't.
Like, but you take the hits like the dudes too, right?
It's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
it's an imbalance for sure.
Is there something wrong here? Are you going to strike out front?
Yeah. Well, I mean. Yeah, sure. Why not? I'll, yeah.
Say fuck
no. Yeah, I'll get a sign and a picket. Yeah, for sure. But no, it's not the same. And maybe it will be someday. I don't think it's the same in a lot of sports.
You
know
that,
what I mean?
Well,
even in
sucks.
Like the normal workforce, women
oh, no.
get paid 70%.
Second
70% of women make less. You know.
That's they work harder too. So what was it? I mean, what were the best trips that you used to ever go on? It was like. The toy trips?
I think those first Toy Machine trips were really fun. And
you got any good stories from that trip?
Just the same old stuff, you
just
know, like skate, drink.
Fuck off.
Yeah,
see you later,
that's
wake
it.
Up
skate, drink, cops, bail out of jail, do it again.
You went on King of the Road too recently?
Well, a couple years ago,
couple
yeah.
years back?
Yeah.
You haven't been skating lately, so you're kind of over it? Or are you surfing
no.
softer?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just really into surfing, and it's like super fun. I mean, I skate here and there, but. I don't really go for it anymore.
You don't have to. You nollie double sets. You're a girl. I was like, fuck me. That Brad can nollie a double set. That's sick. You kick flipping streets, nollie and double sets. That's pretty admirable for a woman, I would imagine. I'd be pretty honored if I could do that, and I never will. I still suffer through it. I'm like, oh, gotta go skate another fucking. It feels great to skate, you know, just cruise down a hill, sidewalks and shit. San Francisco is a great place for that.
Isn't it?
What do you think about Thrasher when you remember the first Thrashers when you were a kid, when you saw it in the mags and shit?
Yeah. What do I think? I love Thrasher. I love everybody at Thrasher, too. I love Burnett. I love Lindsay Burns when she
LB.
Worked.
She's See, she was she's, up here the other day. Lindsay.
I know. She was staying with me. She's my bestie. And I love even everybody. Evan, you know,
all the way down.
Preston,
the
yeah.
My Getter, the Preston, your dog Randy one looks like he's trying to get out.
Everybody, Roof. Yeah, he's probably over it.
But I mean, like when you were a kid, you looked at the mag and you said, "Wow, I want to be with these people." Like you saw it, and you I mean it was.
You
like,
know what? I might not have even known the difference then. I don't think I really like learned the difference between Thrasher and other skate mags until, you know, 10 years ago or something.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't know that they were like, hey, it's not mom's and apple pie and Chevrolet. It's like this,
yeah.
You know, it's kind
of yeah, yeah. No, side. I wasn't really
hip to it.
Hip to it, yeah, yeah. I'm hip now, though.
You got hip to it now yeah, a little bit yeah, late, but yeah. Hey, I figured it out.
Yeah.
Did you ever get any covers at any other magazines? You never got a Thrasher cover?
I never got a Thrasher cover.
Fuck,
one time Burnett was like, do that and I'll give you the cover. And I was like, man, I really could do that, but I was feeling lazy that day or something, you know.
No, see, it would have been a milestone. I never got a cover. I was like, yeah. Fuck. I get a cover. There's a picture of me on the cover getting arrested in Louisville, so I guess that's part of my cover.
That's a cover.
Yeah. What's that? What's it called? Like a pixel when they put it all together and some other bullshit.
Photoshop.
What's the first song you want to hear? Listen, come on, help me.
Oh, I have a list.
What's it? Girl stuff? Is it girly music?
Well,
is it
no. I just have like. Well, I like this song.
Play it.
Am I a Good Man?
By
Them Too.
Them Too?
Yeah, it's an old soul thing.
Soul.
Yeah.
The smooth groove. Did you do your own graphics and shit?
Did I do my own graphics?
Yeah.
Like the artwork?
Yeah.
No. No, but I'd come up with ideas sometimes.
Concepts?
Yeah, conceptualize.
Just conceptualize and sit in a room?
Yeah.
Did you ever go like sit in rooms with people and telling you how to do improve your image and stuff like that? Did you ever
have that? Never.
Never?
No.
Did you ever do a Right Guard commercial?
Gee, depends.
Depends? Will you do a Depends commercial?
Yes, for sure.
That's how I would do a Depends commercial as I get older. I'm like, fuck, dude, diapers are cool. No, that's, and I see now people are like, they're so concerned about image with the,
yeah.
The hashtag nation. It's like, what the fuck? Do you find yourself lost in the shuffle ever?
Me? Ooh. Lost in the shuffle of...
Now?
Image selection
or things are you look at the
no
world, like,
I'm old I don't even I mean
trip. I don't even trip
yeah like, I don't even trip I just kind of I don't know I'm just trying to do my own thing or you know whatever I mean I think gee I don't know I don't really feel like I fit in anywhere anyway so
have you ever had any male fans the guys groupies coming on to you guys like,
oh yeah all
like,
the time
hey, dude, all the time come on
yeah
all,
yeah
even now trippers.
No, not so much trippers anymore, you know. Yeah. I think everybody knows I'm pretty old and stuff like that. But
everybody knows I'm fucking fast, Jake. Look at me. I was like, you're Jake, you know. No, that's
yeah,
that's,
but no, but I've had yeah, plenty of people scamming on me. Men, women, everybody.
But broads are worse, but you're not Lezzo, right?
So yeah, totally.
Right. But people come out to you and they assume that you are, right?
Right. No, they're, but I am.
But you are now.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend.
Okay. Good for you. I was like, is it your first sexual experience that turned you lesbian, or you just as you got older you realized that you were a lesbian?
Well, I don't necessarily identify as a lesbian. I right. identify as bisexual.
Bisexual? When you want it, you have to buy it. No, that's what Boy George said. That I thought that was pretty funny. I was like, when I want it, I have to buy it. No, but you've had sexual encounters with men and women, right?
Yes.
So it doesn't mean you know what you like. So your girlfriend's name is?
Sophia.
Sophia. What's the next song you want to play? Is it for Sophia? Mazzy Star? Come on. Some gimpy shit?
No. White Stripes. Cannon.
Oh, that's a good one. I like White Stripes. Jack White's cool. What do you want to be known for when you think about it when it's all dead and gone? Alyssa Steamer, whatever. What would you like to be known as? The skateboard girl or what?
No, I mean, I think I'd like to be known as, like, a decent human. Definitely, like, a skateboard shredder, you know? I try to shred my face off surfing, too. I think, yeah, I don't know what I want to be known as.
Right.
I think just as me.
As you, Alyssa.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. Do your parents, were they still live in Florida now? Are they still alive?
Yeah, they live in Florida.
Yeah. Do you? Mm-hmm. How often do you go back to Florida? I can't stand Florida. Every time I go.
Yeah, I can't stand it either. I was just there in March. I went there to Tampa to hang out and see my family and stuff. And I'm going actually for Go Skateboarding Day. I'm going to do this thing in Lakeland with Ryan Clements and Josh Freeberg for a museum or
those
something.
Those were the Fort Myers videos. That's what that put you on the map, too. That was pretty big,
the
too.
Fort Myers videos, I FM remember, videos.
That was pretty serious shit. I remember.
Yeah, our video won a Thrasher Award.
Yes, it
Best
does.
Underground Video.
Hey!
FM 2.
Matt Milligan, dude.
Yeah. Rob Hoovis.
And Frank the Tank, Frank Gerwer. That's
yeah.
our guy.
Yeah, that's our guy.
Hey, we all know Frank.
He's with us.
He's cool. He's with us. When was it? Do you ever see anything that was like shocking to you? Ever see Jamie Thomas grind some big handrails? I mean, did you remember some scenes?
Yeah,
stuff?
Like, I seen wow. ton of. I seen the Leap of Faith.
You were there.
I was there.
You
I was
were there.
There
at the
I was
Leap
there.
Of Faith. You saw Jamie Thomas getting psyched up.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna do this.
Yeah, I saw it. It was like me, Lee Dupont, and Adrian Lopez, and Jamie.
Eagle One just said, I'm taking this one to the bank. Melvin grabbed the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
Take it downtown.
Yep.
And Grant Britton, of course, the most famous photographer of all time.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Was
he
there? I don't even know
photo.
Who was there. Yeah. Shit.
He's got the photo.
Somebody had to do it.
And it became the first, was the Toy Machine ad, correct?
It was no, a zero I think it was a zero.
No, that's right. The Leap of Faith. I put my faith in this. Melon the fuck out of it.
Right.
I've been there before. You can't go back and do it again. It's
I guess
gone.
Not. Yeah.
It's gone forever, dude. Anything Bummer. Else you remember that was like spectacular?
I've seen a lot of skating go down. Yeah. Lots.
A lot.
A lot. I saw Andrew backside flip Wallenberg. That was
I was there. I was there that day. Jerry Sue was there with the Altamont heads were all over there just doing flat ground. And we were all like cheering him on, like, come on, fucker, do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's doing it and you guys aren't. I was
like,
this is crazy. He tried it like 1,000, like seriously.
That was a heavy day.
Times.
It was a hard day's work.
That was a hard work. That's the boss. That's why he's the boss.
I know.
Pay him.
Yeah.
I was like, he's like, I'm going to use it for a Baker ad. And I was like, fuck that. That's the cover. He's like, really? And I was like,
duh.
No doubt.
Yeah, I've seen a lot going down.
Oh, how about that? You were the Wallenberg. Do you remember the first Wallenberg contest when you were like,
I do.
You were hella faded. You broke them off the first one and you all ate it and you got stuffed.
Yeah.
And you were like, looked at me and you're like, which way to the top? And I was like, up there. And you went back up there.
Yeah.
What was going through your head that day?
Man, what was going through my head that day? I was thinking, I'm going to do this. Or if I don't do it, I'm going to stick it at least. I mean, it's either going to make it or not. And
service.
I didn't, but yeah.
Were you, how many beers deep were you drinking?
No,
vodka?
I didn't drink that morning.
You weren't drinking that
Showed
morning.
Showed up sober.
Showed up sober.
Didn't even smoke a reefer.
No reef.
No.
But you still partake in reefer now?
No.
No reef.
No, 7 years sober.
So straight
clean.
Slain. God, feel me.
Yeah.
Baby.
Other than a shot of Demerol for my knee surgery. That's
it. You've had surgery on your knee. What did they reconstruct?
Two since I've been sober.
Really?
Not reconstruction, just like cleanup jobs and some microfracture action. And, you know.
Terrible. Well, you have a good doctor?
I hope so. Yeah, I think so. It's feeling pretty good.
It feels pretty good. You feel like you jump.
Kick. Yeah.
What's the next song, Alyssa?
Waylon Jennings.
Yeah. What's the song?
Live version. Loving Her Was Easier.
Mm-hmm. When was the last time you entered a contest? Oh, the last time you entered a contest, I guess.
I guess that would be 2013. I entered a skateboard super park contest in Barcelona. Like
super park.
Whatever they call that.
Barcelona.
X Games, And
hey,
X Games.
Randy, get out of the trash, fucker. Hey. Look, see, his nose is perfectly for fitting. How old's your dog?
3 years.
Isn't he cute?
Looking.
Cute. What memorabilia have you saved over the years?
Oh,
do you have your
man.
First graphic? Do you have your first pair of shoes?
Yeah, I mean, my mom has all that stuff.
The shrine to Alyssa?
Kind of, yeah. She's got all that. But I don't really save anything. I can't stand, like, clutter.
I know. It sucks, doesn't it?
I have a fear of, like, hoarding.
Hoarding.
You know? I have
because
a fear
you see
it
on
of
TV, like,
yeah.
Don't.
Yeah, I don't want to have anything to do with that. So, like, if I don't wear something for a month or two,
it
might get tossed, yeah.
But do you have, like, your first skateboard? I mean, what was the first board you had that was worth the fuck? I mean, that Barker gave you, was it a creature board, a complete, or just a deck?
No, just a deck.
Was it
a deck, and... And I set it up, but I didn't like the shape so much. The nose was super long, and the tail was really pointy, so I traded it to a friend of mine for a board that he was riding.
But what kind of board was that?
I forget.
I forget, but I saw it. I wanted it.
Yeah, yeah.
What size shoe you wear?
I wear a women's 8.5, men's 7.
Right.
Yeah.
Are they different for, like, when you try them on? When you get them made, you can tell?
Well, I mean, these are women's
broad shoes.
8.5 But like skate shoes don't really come in women's right. size, you know. So.
But you had a shoe on Etnies, right?
I did. Yeah.
That must have been cheddar.
Well, it wasn't necessarily a bestseller.
Right, but it's still. Once you make the shoe, it's like fucking you're in. So.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the biggest extravagance you've ever spent on yourself?
Oh man. I'm not really a big spender.
Really?
Yeah, I don't ball out or nothing like that. I mean, back in the day, you know, sometimes I remember one time me and Trainwreck would Rochambeau for like at a bar for like a bottle of Dom Pérignon or something like that.
That's it? Top shelf shit?
Yeah, but I mean, it's like extravagant spending. Like I bought a car in 2000 and I still have the same car.
Paid cash.
I did.
You didn't want to know? No.
No payments. And I bought, you know, some property and houses and stuff like
you
that.
You have property back in Fort Myers?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Does that facilitate your life out here?
It does.
So that's cool.
It does.
Yeah. Do you have to take care of it? Do you have some?
I have a manager, yeah.
A manager?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Fuck, let's see. Next song.
Okay. Duran Duran, Save a Prayer. So
like,
good.
So like... Lexicon of Love, the ABC record, is like the best record ever. Shoot that poison arrow. Shit's insane. You're like, wow, that's a masterpiece. Think about Michael Jackson, Prince, and Bruce Springsteen. Those three records, Born in the USA, Purple Rain, and Thriller, all came out within 14 months of each other.
Wow.
Like, fucking, hey. Now they can't even sell a record to save the world. So it's like, hey.
That's true.
It's like, who's the number one artist? It's like
I forget about Bruce Springsteen.
You forget about the boss. You can't forget about the boss. Well, that's the one Andrew Reynolds says.
Skateboard boss.
The boss. Did you ever feel like skating was a job? Did you ever feel like that?
Yeah, at times.
Like when you're at a demo and you're like.
Yeah, yeah. Always at a demo or something like that. Yeah.
Did you ever make you feel good when people come to you and like you inspired me?
Yeah, totally. That's when it's like you take the, you know, never bad. I mean, right. Skateboarding's never bad, but you take like whatever you have to do with like what, you know, what you're doing.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's like when people come up to me and they're like, man, that fucking, you guys have stoked me out. It makes me feel good. Sometimes when you're at like the lowest part and you're just like, fuck. And you're like,
yeah, totally. Like, man. Oh, I got to show up. Like, yeah, I don't feel like, yeah.
And then you finally do. And
yeah, but then you do it and somebody's stoked and
everybody wins. Everybody wins. That's the truth. Alyssa, thank you very much for coming down today. Thrasher Magazine.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
What's my last song?
Get one more?
Well, you know, come on.
I have so many.
How many? We can get your playlist.
How about Aretha Franklin?
Well, she's a great one.
Drinking Again?
They have a place, a website where you can go with people that aren't dead. You're like, by the way, they're still alive. Like Jerry Lee Lewis is still alive.
Yeah.
The Killer.
Yeah.
Because he buried them all. Elvis.
He buried them all.
I was like, hey, dude, he wins.
Yeah.
Where do you want to be in 4 years? Surfing?
I want to be CEO of NAR Hunters.
NAR, that's your website, killing it. Right?
Yeah, well, it's my brand now.
No, like, see, NAR, you actually got it, LLC?
Yeah.
Limited License Corporation?
Well, I don't know about that, but I definitely registered business in San Francisco. But yeah, I got LLC, so don't try to take my stuff.
Don't try to bite my shit. Yeah. If you do, I'll be coming for you. NAR Hunters, right?
Yes.
It's a website for just...
NARHunters.com.
And it entails?
Just fun, I guess. It's like softening the blow of insincerity.
That's softening the blow of insincerity. I couldn't say it better than that.
Yeah.
All right, and you still have a board. You still skate when you want to.
Yeah, yeah. I got a sweet setup at home. I got a Blood Wizard 8.3 with some Thunder 149s and some Spitties 52s.
Yeah. I think skateboard people are the best people I ever met in my life.
I agree with you.
Not graffiti artists.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
It's pretty much the cream of the crop. So you're like,
yeah, everybody's cool, but skateboarders are just a little cooler.
They know. It's like, don't go down that road. Don't hang out with that dude. You're like, dude, why?
Do you think it's from hanging out in the streets? Like, you're literally in the gutter at all times. Like,
party is like just
other people might be running the streets, but we're like in the streets.
Like, in there.
Yeah.
I'm out there. Yeah. I'm better out there.
Like, yeah. I heard a great story the other day. Frank told me some guy, like, you know, tenderloin style dude in a wheelchair falls over And all these people are like, oh, call him an ambulance, call him an ambulance, you know. And Frank's like, this guy doesn't need an ambulance. He needs help, you know. And like, the guy's like, oh, no. And Frank's like, look, buddy, none of these other people are going to help you up. So, you know.
Who's going to step up? The skater.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Looks like Randy wants to go outside.
He's over it.
All right. He's over it. Thanks, Alyssa. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye, kid. Love you.